From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. While doctors are continuing to treat cholera victims in Haiti, there are some signs things may be starting to level off. According to United Nations, the death toll as a result of the outbreak is now just under 300, with some 4,000 people known to have been infected. NPR's Christopher Joyce is at a hospital in St. Mark, Haiti, where the outbreak has been centered.
I was just up at the hospital in St. Mark's, where most of the patients have been treated. And it seems to be leveling off at the moment in terms of new patients. The number of fatalities is down, or at least it's steady. The number of new cases is steady. Actually, there are many other places where cholera is being treated, and they're telling me that they're seeing sometimes their last patients go.
Still, there continues to be concerns on the part of the Haitian people about further spread of the disease. Aid workers say protesters threw rocks at a cholera treatment center as it was preparing to open in the city of St. Mark, fearing the clinic would result in more cases of the disease being brought to their town. A Pakistani-American man was arrested today on terrorism charges. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, he allegedly wanted to attack a number of metro stations in the D.C. area.
34-year-old Farouk Ahmed allegedly started casing D.C. area metro stations and hotels back in April. That's about the time undercover operatives working with the FBI introduced themselves to him. They said they were from Al-Qaeda, and Ahmed apparently believed them. He allegedly started showing up at meetings every couple of weeks with videos and diagrams and pictures of potential targets. And, the indictment said, Ahmed suggested using rolling suitcases instead of backpacks for the bombs to attract less attention. Ahmed has not entered a plea in the case, and he asked a judge in Virginia to provide him with an attorney. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
New research finds that TV ad spending by non-party, non-candidate groups in congressional races is up 75% from 2 years ago. NPR's Peter Overby says candidates are spending more than the outside money groups, but the outside money is growing faster.
The Wesleyan Media Project says these freelance political groups spent $140 million on House and Senate ads through October 20th. $140 million compared to $42 million at this point in 2008. Republicans are more effective at it than Democrats, so the outside money has helped them stay close to Democratic spending in House races and outspend Democrats on the Senate side. Taken together, the outside groups, the candidates, and the party committees have aired nearly 700,000 ads this year. It appears there's been more spending in the past 2 weeks than in the first 9.5 months of the year. The project is a joint undertaking of Wesleyan University, Bowdoin College, and Washington State University. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Consumer products giant Procter & Gamble says for its September net income was just over $3 billion, or $1.02 a share, down slightly from a year ago. A mixed close for Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 43 points. The NASDAQ was up 5 points. This is NPR. Rescuers are using helicopters in their efforts to reach a series of remote islands in Indonesia that were struck by a tsunami following a strong earthquake this week. Officials say a powerful wave hit the islands, killing more than 300 people, with reports that hundreds more are believed to be missing. The first aerial photographs taken from the region are showing extensive damage. A disaster response person says tents, medicine, food, and clothing has now begun arriving. The 7.7 magnitude earthquake struck late Monday. Federal judges issued an injunction ordering LimeWire to permanently shut down its file-sharing operation. We get details from Jacob Gantz.
Go to LimeWire's website, and where you used to be able to download software that would connect you directly to shared content, music and movies, on the hard drives of other LimeWire users, all you get now is a legal notice that reads in part, LimeWire is under a court-ordered injunction to stop distributing and supporting its file-sharing software. Downloading or sharing copyrighted content without authorization is illegal. In May, LimeWire was found liable for copyright infringement in a case filed by the Recording Industry Association of America, the body that represents the interests of many record labels. A trial to determine how much LimeWire will have to pay in damages is expected in January. For now, LimeWire's operations are restricted to its digital music store, which sells few, if any, songs licensed from the major labels. For NPR News, I'm Jacob Gans.
On the campus of Notre Dame, officials are investigating an incident where a 21-year-old man was killed after a tower he was using to film a football practice toppled to the ground today. School officials aren't identifying the student, pending notification of family members, but say the accident happened this afternoon. The cause is not known, though officials of the National Weather Service were reporting wind gusts of up to 51 miles an hour at the time. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.